meditation teacher Michael Sanford. We all know that meditation is beneficial. How might it be particularly helpful to people living with cancer?
Well, meditation has been proven to be really effective in a number of areas. One is reducing anxiety, also improving pain management, and it also reduces our stress hormones too, which is pretty important.
So that means that you can sleep and feel better about yourself?
Very much so. I mean, meditation has also been proven to help with insomnia. A lot of people use it actually just to get to sleep.
And it's great to be able to get a good night's sleep when you've struggled with it for
very
a while.
Very much so, yes. Meditation is excellent for insomnia.
And what about, you know, more examples on what exactly it does for the mind as well as the body?
Sure. Well, I've already mentioned that it reduces stress hormones, which is pretty important. But what it does with our heart rate, it reduces our heart rate, reduces our blood pressure. It also improves our mood and our feelings of being positive.
Very important. When you're meditating, what's the best posture?
Well, there's probably two postures you could choose from. One is sort of sitting up, which is probably the posture you choose if you don't really want to go to sleep. The other one is lying down either on a bed or on the floor if you just wish to use the meditation to drop off to sleep.
And I guess the best thing is to make sure that you're really comfortable so you don't think about the way you're feeling when you're sitting or lying.
Yes, very much so. So when you are sitting up, it's best to keep your back erect, and it's sometimes helpful to have a little cushion at the small of your back to keep your back erect, because as you relax when you're meditating, your body tends to want to slump. So if you're keeping well supported, you'll stay up and not slump over.
How often should you meditate?
Well, I reckon you should meditate every day, preferably twice, but at least once. I would suggest that you probably do it before dinner, before breakfast, and at least an hour after you've eaten.
And I guess like with anything, even riding a bike, the more often you do it, the better you get at it.
Exactly. You have to persevere, because meditation is a fairly simple process. But like anything else, if you suggest riding a bike, you just need to persevere. And everybody receives benefit regardless of how often they do it or how frequently they do it. It's just, it automatically will accrue benefits for you.
And how about how long you do it for? What's the normal time duration?
Well, with the CD that's you're listening to now, I suggest that you listen to the whole lot, which is the progressive muscle relaxation exercise, as well as the breath meditation. That would be a good start. But then if you don't really want to listen to the whole lot, you just turn the CD off any time you want to.
Now, how easy is it to meditate? Like, how long does it take to learn?
Well, it all depends on how often you want to play the CD, because if you play the CD as often as you can, you'll learn very quickly.
I guess if you don't get it the first time or the first couple of times, it's okay. Is that normal?
Sure, it is, yeah. You might be expected to be an expert meditator the first time. It may take a number of times, and it may take many, many, many times, but it doesn't matter, because even if you're playing the CD and you're meditating along to it, you're still getting benefits, whether you're really good at it or not. You still will get benefits, and that's a very important factor.
The thing I find really hard is to get all of the thoughts out of my head and stopping. I mean, is that what you've got to do, make your mind blank, essentially?
No, that's an assumption that a lot of people make. Now, meditation is not about stopping your thinking, because that's impossible. Even very experienced meditators think a lot. But with meditation, all we need to do is just keep on coming back to our meditation object, which in this particular CD will be your breath. That will allow your mind to settle down and you'll think a lot less. And when you think a lot less, your body starts to relax and your mind becomes calmer.
Now, you said either sit down or lie down. What about the location you do it in? Is there a guide for that?
It's always best to try and keep yourself fairly private and won't have too many interruptions or, you know, things that will annoy you in the background. So choose your place carefully. Just let your family members know. Don't come barging in. And just sit down and just listen to your CD.
Now, I'm sure, as with anything, there are misconceptions about meditation. What are some of the more popular ones that you're aware of?
Well, one of them we've already touched on, and that is that you have to stop thinking, which is an impossible task, and I suggest don't even try doing it because you'll just get frustrated. So that's one assumption. The other assumption is that it's difficult. It's a very simple process, as I've mentioned earlier. It really is just a matter of just persevering with it. A lot of research suggests that everybody benefits from it. No matter how often they do it or how frequently they do it, they will derive some benefit. But, of course, the more often you meditate, the more often you do it, the greater benefits will accrue to you. So it's a bit like exercise. The more you exercise, the better you become.
In this CD, you're going to be guiding a breath meditation. Are there other techniques as well?
Yes, with the breath meditation, I'll be suggesting or guiding people that they need to just become aware of their breathing sensations. But there are a number of other meditation techniques, such as mantra meditation, which is just reciting a word, repeating a word silently to yourself. There's walking meditation, where you just become aware of your body sensations as you walk. There's sound meditation, which is listening to sounds in the landscape. And there's mindfulness meditation, which is becoming aware of everything that really happens within you, such as your thoughts, your feelings, sensations, sounds.
So lots of different ones to try.
There's a lot to try.
Well, I can't wait. Let's get into this first one.